For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, the air is filled these days with talk about new wash day products. But the real news, the news that makes sense, is the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard about no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, yesterday, a very clever young woman hit the nail on the head. It was Fay's friend, Gladys Pendleton. She told Ma that there's more to Spencer Grayson than meets the eye. Do you think that Gladys is right, that Spencer's character is more complicated than Fay and the folks realize? On the other hand, he's certainly a most attractive, most successful and pleasant young man. What do you want to happen? Well, right now, it's shortly before 9 o'clock at night, and Fay has a date with Spencer, who hasn't yet arrived. Ma's sitting alone in the parlor when Fay comes down. Listen.
Where are you, Ma? Oh, there you are.
Yes, Fay. Land, don't you look nice. Oh,
thanks. Spencer didn't telephone while I was upstairs, did he?
Telephone? No. The phone didn't ring at all. I was right here. Is he late?
I'm late, and he's later. It's 9:10. Golly, I hope that thing in New York worked itself out.
Hmm? New York.
Spencer's having some difficulty. One of his business clients. The people say they want to talk to him. He's been on the long-distance phone all day, but when I spoke to him at 5 o'clock, he said they're still giving him lots of headaches.
Oh, that's too bad. Was that a car I heard pulling up in front of the house?
Well, maybe it's Spencer. Excuse me, Ma. Oh, yes, there he is. Oh, golly, now watch me get all female. I'll look down my nose at him and complain that he's late and he kept me waiting.
Oh, no, I don't believe you will. Would you like me to answer, dear?
No, I will. Then you won't hear my bad manners when I scroll.
Ah, Fay. We got us a nice girl, Pop Rickens. This youngest of ours is a real nice girl.
Well, hello. Are you sure that you can spare the time?
Well, don't get fresh, darling. I have a million and one apologies, but if you get fresh, I won't deliver them.
Oh. You come out in the living room. It's the culprit, Ma. But he's so sweet and so polite, I can't feel that he's the culprit. So I was just mildly unpleasant to him.
Of course, when she's mildly unpleasant, the total effect is completely destructive. Good evening, Mrs. Perkins.
Good evening, son. Yes, Fay was ready about half a minute before you arrived. Oh. Instead of the other way around, like usual.
There, you hear that, you minx? Your own mother says I kept you waiting only half a minute.
She's a cruel, cold mother, and I shall have to speak to her in private. Are you in a hurry to go somewhere, Spencer, or would you like to take off your coat and sit for a while?
Well, that depends, Fay. Unfortunately, I have news for you folks.
News for us?
I hope it ain't bad news, Mr. Grayson.
From my point of view, it's very bad news. You see before you a man trapped by his own talents and charms.
Trapped by what? Oh, Spencer, say it plain.
Trapped by my own talents and charms is what I said. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We have this account back home. When we got it, my boss said, Spencer, make yourself indispensable to these people. And so I did make myself indispensable, and now I'm paying for it. They want to see me in New York on Monday.
In New York on... Oh, Spencer, no.
If you got to be in New York on Monday, that means...
Yes, it means I'll have to start back the first thing in the morning. Faye, I'm terribly sorry.
I'm sorry, too, Spencer.
Say the word, and I'll tell them to go take a jump. I'll tell them to run their stupid business without me.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, perhaps I wouldn't, but I'd like to.
I just remembered I left part of my sewing upstairs. So if the two of you will excuse me, maybe we could invite you to breakfast in the morning, young man.
Oh, here now, there's no need to be so tactful, Mrs. Perkins. Faye and I have no intention of driving you out of your own parlor.
Sit still, Ma, don't be so diplomatic. If Spencer and I want to be alone, it's we who will leave. What do you want to do, Spencer? Yes, and can you come to breakfast tomorrow morning?
If I'm invited, I most certainly can. Have to be early, though. I'd like to be on the road by the time it's light.
Well, then, Joseph has his breakfast before 6. Why don't you just plan to be here by 6?
Thank you. I accept. First time in my life I've ever accepted an invitation for 6 o'clock in the morning. Overlooking certain invitations from the United States Army Air Force.
Well, that'll be fine. The front door will be open. You just come on in. But it's your last night in Rushville Center, Spencer. What would you like to do? Oh, golly, I'd have made some plans if I'd only known.
Do you know what I'd really like for the early part of this evening, Faye? Oh, later on we'll go for a walk or for a ride if you'd like to, but right now, you know what I'd really like best?
Tell me.
I'd like to sit here. Take off my coat and sit here with you and your mother. Or maybe go into the kitchen. We'd all have some tea. Would that be all right with the two of you?
Linda Goshen. Well, yes, certainly. But, oh, well, maybe it's because you're tired.
Oh, of course, he's been taking care of all that business on the phone today.
Yeah, I am tired, but that's not the main reason I'd like to spend my last evening in town like this. Perhaps you don't understand what all this means to a fellow like me.
All this?
May I take off my coat?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Give it to me,
Spencer. No, I'll just put it over here. I guess I meant more than just your living room, Mrs. Perkins. And you sitting there in the rocker with your sewing basket and your pleasant old-fashioned things all around you. Come here, Faye, darling. Sit beside me. Do you mind if I hold your daughter's hand, Mrs. Perkins?
Perhaps it's my daughter who you should ask.
No, I don't have to ask her. I know that she likes it.
Spencer Grayson is a very fresh man.
Yeah, he is. But give me your hand and let this fresh man talk to your mother. You see, Mrs. Perkins, the life I lead is so different from all this. On Monday, I'll be in my hotel apartment. Everybody will be very glad to see me. The doorman, the elevator boys, my housekeeper. They're glad to see me because they work for me, and I'm generous. And I'll go to the office, and at the office, everybody will be glad to see me because they work for me, and I'm an important man at the office. My boss will be glad to see me because I make money for him. And my clients will be glad to see me because I make money for them. And that's the way my days are filled up. From one relationship to another that's commercial. Clean and pleasant, but nothing warm, nothing human. And on the other hand, I shall have my memory of this. Of Faye's sister, Mrs. Fitz, Evie, and her Wednesday afternoon club meeting. The children ice skating in the afternoon, and the high school kids ice skating in the evening. The way everybody says howdy on the street and smiles. The way all of you are yourselves. No pretense. Wonderful old Shuffle with his wonderful earthy way of saying things and seeing things. Willie Fitz, so generous and enthusiastic and cheerful. I shall say nothing of you two ladies. Do you see what I'm driving at? Do you see why I've dragged out my vacation day after day and week after week? This is America here. This is people. This is real.
I hardly know what to answer you, Spencer. What you say makes me very happy, of course.
Well, I've always found folks pretty much the same from one place to another, Mr. Grayson. New York or Rushville Center. The places change, but the folks don't.
Perhaps that's true. So when the folks are caught up in a merry-go-round, a rat race, busy chasing their own tails, then they've hardly got time to be folks. Won't you accept my guarantee that here, just in these past few weeks, I've met more human beings than I've met in 10 years in New York?
Well, then I'll say like Faye just said. It makes us real happy that you should think so. I'll go and put the water on for tea. No, sit still, Mr. Grayson. Then I'll come back and we'll resume our discussion.
All right, Mrs. Perkins. Thank you.
Maybe Mr. Grayson would like to play checkers, Faye.
Checkers, Mr. Grayson?
Checkers. Isn't that wonderful? Who in New York would even believe that in some homes they still play checkers? Oh, this is gospel truth, Faye. This is marvelous. This is wonderful. I never want to leave.
Spencer, I... If you never want to leave, why do you leave?
But I told you, darling, my job. These people insist on seeing me.
Oh. Yes, of course. Your job.
Somebody named Faye is feeling sorry for herself. This was going to be my big wow for the finish, Faye. But I'll tell it to you right here and now. I'll be back, you know. You don't get rid of me so easily. I'll be back, my darling Faye.
Ladies, if you want to save rinsing work on wash day and get clothes deep clean, too, try new deep cleaning Oxidol. This amazing new Oxidol washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, new Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, new Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so Spencer has to go back to his job. But he promises Faye he'll be back. You know, I can't help it. I like Spencer Grayson. Don't you? Well, Faye tells us how she feels. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.